The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Marcos Pizza, and Ross Electric Motors.
Gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. On this glorious Monday afternoon, my phone is going wild. I didn't put it on vibrate. You guys out there, hit me up. Make sure you give me a call. 323-6232. We're going to talk today. Have a great conversation. It is a beautiful Monday. We are getting ever closer to the weekend, ever closer to the holidays. You know, you guys are excited about the holiday season. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. The information's in the Guardian newspaper. You can be able to read that and see exactly what. Government backs shift on global tax rule. Minutes had no interest. No interest in campaigning for the FNM. That is here nor there. We're not going to get into those things today. We're going to be as decent as possible. This weekend was a beautiful weekend for me. Had an opportunity to be able to hang out with my sweet thing in the can, my wife. 20 years we celebrated. And went over to Coco Palm Bistro. Had a beautiful time. Absolutely. She ran all the way out. Had escargot and all kind of ceviche and oysters. You're doing too much, baby. You need corned beef and white rice. It's just what we... But we had a beautiful time, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Make sure you go pick up your Guardian newspaper. And also, we're going to dive deeper into the conversation about what's happening during this season. Right now, at the very top of the show, I want to be able to introduce you to some guests. Before I do that, let me be as decent as possible and say to you that in the season that we're in, I know that we're transitioning. And you're probably on the road right now. You're out there. You got to get your cars taken care of. So make sure you take your car over to AFS Agents and Brokers, Insurance Agents and Brokers. They could be more than happy to take care of you, insuring your car. If you're a jitney driver, if you're a taxi driver, they can finance you over several months to make sure that you're accommodated and taken care of so you could work and the 19 children you have could be taken care of. You ain't got to worry about having to pay everything up front. So you can be able to do that. Give them a call, 341-1-AFS, 341-1-AFS, and they'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Guys, well, I'm here with none other at the top of the show. We're going to be talking with none other than Zonta Club of Nassau. I have a crew, an absolutely beautiful crew of women in the studio with me today, and they're going to be talking to us about domestic violence. I want them to introduce themselves and tell us exactly what's what. I want to start with the president, Sonia Brown. You can be able to do that.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and thank you for having us. So I'm Sonia Brown, president of the Sonder Club of Nassau, and I'm here with Dr. Dietra Bethel, she is the chair of our advocacy committee and also from the Bahamas Psychological Association, as well as Dr. Wendy Fernander from Bahamas Psychological Association as well, and Mrs. Therese Curry, the governor of Pilot Club. And so we're happy to be here to talk about this Say No to Violence campaign that sanctions around the world recognize. It starts on November 25th and ends December 10th. Yes.
So it started November 25th to December 10th.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about this Say No to Violence. The last time I heard anything to say no, it was Nancy Reagan. You remember that?
That was 91.
That was 91, where Nancy Reagan said, just say no to drugs.
That's right.
So is the say no still strong?
Well,
as it relates to, because, you know, things are changing with the times that we're in. This campaign is a very strong one to talk about domestic violence. I know that it's very serious. Talk to me about the inception, how this actually came about, and why you thought to kind of push it during this time.
Well, the Say No to Violence campaign really initiated out of the United Nations, and Zonta International has status with the United Nations. And so we decided as a Zontian community to assist in this vexing issue. Actually, November 25th is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and December 10th is Human Rights Day, and we recognize that women's rights are human rights. This issue of domestic violence and gender-based violence is a vexing issue. We see the stories in the newspaper. We know from personal anecdotes what we see happening in our community, and it affects, whether people realize it or not, it has an impact beyond the person who is being victimized. It has an impact on our entire society, on our economy, in fact. If you think about it, you've been brutalized tonight. How are you supposed to show up to work the next day? If there are children in the home, how do they show up?
I know stories like this.
And this is the reality that too many Bahamians live. And just because it's not happening to us personally, it doesn't mean that we are unaffected.
If you allow me an opportunity, I just want to be able to talk to just for just a pinch. I want to talk to one of the doctors to tell me about this concept. Well, but before I go there, tell me about how long you've been actually identifying this particular time period. Is this the first annual? If you've done this before, tell me about this.
Actually, it started in 2012.
Oh, 2012. So yes. This is the 11th year.
Yes.
So 11th year you've been doing this. I want to know about this. I want to know about the statistics associated with domestic violence locally. And over the course of those 11 years, I would assume, right, that you've been identifying those numbers. Has there been a climb in those numbers? Has there been a decrease in those numbers? How do you identify those particular things? You're laughing at each other. You're looking at Did you know how I was going to ask this question? No, I got to know, because I need to know whether or not there is a significant impact. If your thumbprint is in this particular thing, because we know spilling out into the media on a day-to-day basis is information that's associated with domestic violence. And I can't say that we've seen a curb in that. Statistically, the Royal Bahamas Police Force provides us data and information to show that there may be a slight decline. But do you have mothers, single mothers, do you have even single fathers that would come to you and indicate that they need shelter, they need opportunity, they need someone to be able to provide them an opportunity to be able to unravel what's happened to them in their minds? Talk to me about it. Introduce yourself and put it on the table.
Okay, so I'm Wendy Fernander. How I'm going to address that is you said the Royal Bahamas Police Force statistics indicate that there has been a decline. What I will say to you is that we will never know, because a lot of persons who would have suffered or have been the victim of domestic violence hardly ever come and report. Okay? That's what we do know. What I will also say is there is a likelihood that there has been an increase. Here's why. What we know anecdotally is during Dorian and during the COVID pandemic that there has been an increased number of increased incidents of domestic violence. So because of the factors that actually contribute to violence, we know that Dorian and we know that COVID made it ripe for that to happen, to occur.
Yeah. Well, at one time, you didn't have to see each other. You're too busy working.
Absolutely.
Right? So you came home, you had, you got together, did what you had to do, but for the most part, you're only working. Mm-hmm. So you didn't have time to really think about poverty or lack.
Or to know each other. Or to know the fact that we have grown.
This is solely about carnal pleasure. Right? Just all we know each other for, mm-hmm. to provide you that quick pleasure to get back on your business. Mm-hmm. So as a result of what you're saying to me, as a result of what we've seen with Dorian and even COVID-19, mm-hmm. it placed you in a position where you have to stay in the house with these people.
Absolutely.
And my God, talk to me about it.
I'd like to place a caveat in there. I think what has happened too is that we need to recognize that there has been more attention placed on identifying domestic violence and gender-based violence. So we're talking about it more. We're saying to persons there is help available. So I think what is happening now, too, that if we do see a slight increase in persons reporting, that does not necessarily mean that there's an increase in the number of incidences. Mm-hmm. There might be an increase in reporting, because we know for a fact that domestic violence has been occurring for many, many years. So we're now talking about it. We're now telling women and men that there is help available. We're now telling persons that this is not something to be ashamed about. So we're talking about it at webinars, seminars, on the radio, on television. So now we're talking about it a little bit more, or maybe a lot more. So we might be seeing an increase.
I can get deep with you.
So go, let's go. Let's go. Yes, sir.
When we hear conversations and we hear education being disseminated socially, it's normally to a class that has been solidified, almost concrete in their position. Mm-hmm. Old people to say, this is the old dogs. They're already content with whether or not they was getting slapped. How do we avoid, maybe I don't get slapped 7 times this week. If I could cut this down to 4, I'm content. The next generation of children, of girls, young women, men, little boys, growing up, sees this practice and sees that not there's no shift in actions to remedy this issue. And so the next generation of people in our society carry on this trait, because we're not talking to kids about this to say that this is wrong. We're talking to adults to remedy an issue that they're content with. Listen, sometimes the man love, that's not the man love me. Child, he don't love me if he don't slap me. It's a mindset that existed yesteryear. How do we change that? We have to be able to talk to kids to say that this is wrong, and not simply because times are changing. This was always wrong.
Right.
But because we now have access to education, information, and there's opportunities beyond these islands, there's opportunities and there's real opportunities for you, now we educate them. Is the Zonta Club of Nassau and throughout the entire region or the country, are they talking to the youth about the importance of being able to identify these issues and deal with it accordingly?
I'm glad you asked that. So
I think you are deep, sir.
I appreciate it. So the answer to that is yes, we are. We are trying to address every strata of society. So one of the things that we have going on for our children and youth is a poster competition. Now, we're talking about not only domestic violence, but we're talking about addressing it as well. So we're talking about, our theme is preventing domestic violence through healthy relationships. Mm. So we actually have a poster competition that started on November 25th that's going on in all of the schools in the country. So we have targeted Ministry of Education. They have approved it. They've sent out the information on the poster competition to all of the schools within the country, all of the public schools. They have given us a listing of the private schools, and we have contacted the private schools as well. And we have three categories for competition, elementary school, middle school, mm-hmm. as well as high school. Mm-hmm. Winners get iPads, mm-hmm. iPads, not tablets. Mm-hmm. Winners get iPads. So the idea is yes. So the answer to your question is yes. We are trying to educate persons on all levels, and you are absolutely correct. I remember Dr. Fernando and I had some conversations last year, very similarly on domestic violence and healthy relationships. And one of the things she said that was that this is cyclical, generational. And you came and you said the exact same thing.
Because I need to know, what does a healthy relationship look like?
Well, that's an excellent question. And then we have
one for our society. If relationships are social, right, and it's confined to whether that ethnicity, whether that is race, whether that is culture, whether that is geographical location, what does a healthy relationship look like?
And whether it's between female, female, male, male, female, male,
and
male,
see, absolutely. Watch so. Me now. Watch me. And that
and
there,
children.
That there is what I believe, and a lot of people don't talk about this, that there, I believe, is confusing, because to the youth, not necessarily to us, we understand, but to youth coming up, there is a notion that says love is love, right, for young people, and it has led to the exasperation and really strengthening of the LGBTQ community. Maybe this we get too far, right, but nonetheless, I believe it confuses a young mind, because we have yet to see a healthy relationship between a male and a female, between mother and father, and now we're encountering so much more socially. And I'm not just talking about our immediate social, I'm talking about our social media, I'm talking about our proximity. How now do I identify the healthy need? Is it just smiling with you? Is it just holding hands? Is it just grinning and bearing? Is it just kind of, you know, turning and walking away? What does this healthy relationship look like? Because one of the things that we do not have in our society is the ability to communicate. Communication is major.
But you've answered it.
Yeah, communication and respect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Respecting who that person is, and communicating openly and communicating effectively with persons of the opposite sex. I think that healthy relationships require us to be frank and open and having a good relationship with each other. And that calls for respect mm-hmm. of person greatly, mm-hmm. and where you respect me mm-hmm. as not only a person, but as a female, and vice versa. And then we communicate on that level of male, female, or mm-hmm. whatever other level.
This conversation that we have so many different nuances,
mm-hmm.
because a healthy relationship is very important. The dynamics of what shifted over the course of time is that, based upon the conditioning that exists socially now, people view your status based upon your money,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily the tradition that exists in society. So the roles sometimes are shifting in the household, and mommy may be more strong because she may be making more money. So is this messing up the dynamics? You're seeing this sense of condescension that exists in the household and this inability to have a very clear communication in the household. How do we now strengthen this to be able to say, okay, forget the social rules. There should be mutuality and respect in the house for each other, despite your rules, despite your financial position. I believe our children are smart enough to understand this because we were young. And only as we got older, this unraveled in our minds. We said, well, daddy was wrong or mommy was wrong. And when I get my man or my woman or married or so forth and so on, I'll never do this. I'll never do that. But sometimes we find ourselves as creatures of habit and the environment that we live in.
Well, I just wanted to mention something that I think we haven't touched on enough. It's the relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm. I like this. Go ahead.
Because children.
Huh?
And the parents' children.
And parents and children. Mm-hmm. But just start with the relationship that you have to your with yourself. What is the self-talk that takes place? Why do you feel compelled to treat people poorly or well? Do you feel good about yourself? And I don't know that in our society...
You're getting somewhere. I like this. Go ahead.
We spend enough time, because we're so busy, do we spend time
actually... I can get deep with you again. We're so broken, collectively.
Yes, I mean...
We pursue these things as a society. I like this call. Y'all, I know half an hour is enough to have this conversation, right? What happened is that we, every successive generation, seeking to get out of some level of poverty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every successive generation.
But not heal.
We don't necessarily have the time to talk about our feelings.
To heal.
We don't have the time to heal.
To heal.
And
we got to get money.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because in our mind, this money will answer all things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could deal with that later. I could pay for a psychologist and a therapist later. I could do these things. Then we get money. And as you pursue these things, you forget the importance of the strength of this relationship. You forget the importance of communication. You forget these particular things. I like this initiative that you ladies are putting out, that the Zonta Club of Nassau is actually putting out. I want to commend you. I think that this is a wonderful thing. I want you to talk to me about how more persons can engage you, where you're going to be, how you're going to be, whether this is lectures, whether this is an opportunity to be able to engage, if volunteerism is there, if you have availability to have this kind of a conversation with someone who is going through right now. Talk to me about those particular things.
Okay. So we have a number of initiatives in the next week. We certainly are working with the youth and young persons from a number of environments.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of radio talk shows lined up as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are promoting this initiative on November 30th with the Best of the Best Regatta.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is we're going to be out there. We're tying orange bows around the trees and Montague sensitizing persons to the
when you see an orange bow around a tree in Montague, nobody got an accident there. That is Zonta Club. Okay? I just want you to know very clearly.
Yes.
Zonta Club of Nassau for this Say No to Violence campaign that you're being able to put out there for healthy relationships for all those persons on November 30th.
Yes. So we have a healthy relationship to preventing domestic violence through healthy relationships webinar that is going to be on December 7th. We are inviting the general public across the nation to be a part of that. You can find out more information on our Facebook page, Zonta Club of Nassau Facebook page. Everything will be posted there. We are the Counselors Limited, their page, the Bahamas and Sunrise, their page. You can find information there. And we are sharing it far and wide, so we've already shared it with a number of NGOs, so you can find it on their web pages. I know the Pilot Club has already shared it as well. The Department of Gender and Family, they informed me last evening that they shared it with all of their contacts, NGOs, government organizations. We are all over. And if all else fails, look at Deidre Bethel on my Facebook page, and you will find it there as well. But we are sharing our information far and wide because we want to get the message out there.
I just want to be able to get, for all those persons that are listening, November 30th, Regatta. You're going to have a strong showing at the Regatta on November 30th, right?
Well, that's when we're tying the ribbons.
We're tying the ribbons.
Right.
Okay.
And the bows will be up during the entire Regatta. So, yes, sir.
Okay, so what are we doing in December? What's the first thing that's going to be rolling out in December?
So, in December, of course, like I said, we have a number of radio talk shows.
Okay, right? So you're going to radio shows, okay.
Yes,
so
radio shows.
Okay.
As well as we are working with some of the children's homes. So we're going into the children's homes and talking about healthy relationships because, again, we understand that our children, our youth, are very important.
I like this.
Then we're definitely, again, the webinar, that's December 9th.
Oh, December 9th is a webinar.
December 7th. December 7th. December 7th is a webinar. And the 9th, we're going into the children's home.
Okay.
And we're actually extending the poster competition because we really want to get persons involved. So we're extending the poster competition until February 16th. So we are, and what we're doing with that is when our children and youth submit their posters, we are posting them on Facebook and on social media. And the winner is going to be selected by the amount of likes that they have.
Oh, so you're going to put it up on your Facebook page?
Yes, sir.
Is there a way to register? How do we register?
So we register through the information's on our webpage as well, so on our social media outlet as well.
And what's your social media? Zonta Club of Nassau.
Zonta Club of Nassau.
So the Z-A, Z-O-N-T-A. I should have got the Zonta.
Yes.
I just needed to help them because they didn't know. Okay, go ahead.
And you would submit your poster to Zonta Club of Nassau at hotmail.com. Correct me if I'm wrong, Madam President.
At hotmail.com.
Yes. And again, all of this information will be on, if it's not already there, on our social media pages.
Okay.
So please,
now for all those persons who need a telephone number to be able to call, because you got some people out there.
357.
Let's go.
357-4724. Yes.
Okay, 357-4724. Now, let me see if I can get this here. So now we are preventing domestic violence through healthy relationships is going to run all the way through December 10th. From November 30th, we're going to be, when you see all the orange bows wrapped around the trees when you go to Regatta, or anywhere you see that around town, know that this is in recognition of the Zonta Club of Nassau, Preventing Domestic Violence Through Healthy Relationships, as we deal with those particular things. They have a competition for all the youth that want to be able to get involved. Make sure you can be able to participate in that. Go look them up on Facebook. It's Zonta Club of Nassau. You can be able to find all the information there. That's where your post is actually going to be. And you could also hit them up in terms of participation at Zonta Club of Nassau at hotmail.com. Make sure you give them a call also. The number is 357-4721. That's 4724. I didn't know who I was going to have you call just now. 357-4724. We got all the information in there. I want to say to you that this, despite the fact that we're in a very festive time, sometimes when people get a little taste in them, they get a little, they find themselves a little bit abusive. They find themselves being able to unearth some of the issues that they suppressed for a long time. And this is lashing out against their significant other. And so I believe that this is an appropriate time to have these kind of conversations because domestic violence has never left our society, right? Even if it's never spoken of, we could hear old stories where Grammy then would say, well, you know, man can be man, or it's child, you have to stay out of the way sometimes. But now it's time for us to be able to speak up and speak out against these things. Mm-hmm. So I want to commend, like I said, the Zonta Club of Nassau for taking on such a strong initiative. This is big, you know. This ain't no light work. And if we're seeking to change a generation, if we're seeking to change the trajectory, the course of our country, it needs to start with hard conversations like this. So if you're out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to be able to participate, you take volunteerism because there's a lot of people.
Absolutely.
They want to wear an orange shirt too.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Right? So if you want to be able to participate in these things, reach out to them. Zonta Club of Nassau, the number you can be able to reach, one of the numbers right here, 357-4724, 357-4724. They're dealing more specifically with preventing domestic violence through healthy relationships. I thought this was important.
preventing, because you could say preventing domestic violence by turning the other cheek, preventing domestic violence by running away, preventing domestic violence by any number of things that has to do with being able to totally, you know, move yourself away from this. Mm-hmm. But how do we start to really have a good society if we don't have healthy relationships? This is excellent. I want to commend you again. November 30th, Regatta. They're going to be doing a slew of talk shows. Go look up on their Facebook page where they're going to be. They're going over to the children's homes. They're going to have a webinar on December 7th. All the information's in there. February 16th, get your young person, if they like to draw on your walls in your house, let the babies, give them a piece of paper, let them draw something, right? Yes. Give the babies a little piece of paper. Let them draw something with that. Anything else you ladies would like to put on the table? Talk to me about it.
Just one more thing for me, and then I'll turn it over to Governor Torres.
Okay.
Legislation is important. So we will be pinning the parliamentarians on November 29th because we have to keep this issue in front of our legislators. And we live in a country, one of the few countries in the world, that does not recognize marital rape as illegal. And that is a travesty. We will not be remembered well. We need to fix that. Over to you.
Pinning parliamentarians in November, on November 29th. Yeah. Go ahead, Mom. Ms. Curry.
From the Bahamas District of Pilot International side, we are happy to partner with SANTA in this initiative in ensuring healthy relationships against domestic violence.
Wow.
And so from the Bahamas District point of view, as you indicated earlier, it begins with the youth. And we work a lot with our youth in many schools and in trying to get to educate them about playing safe and playing smart, protecting their brains. But there's we do a puppet show to bring the message to them. And one of the messages come from Fiona of Fox. She's a foxy lady, Fox. And she talks about stranger danger, which is, you know, staying away from strangers and knowing what to do in the event that you encounter someone whom you don't know. But also how to relate to each other and how to respect each other on the playground, how to just play safe and play smart.
Wow.
And so we are happy to partner with SANTA in this initiative. It is a very important one. Our organization is heavily female-based, and so we find it a topic that we would like to help them to spread.
Our society is heavily female-based also.
Yes.
So we're going to have more of these conversations. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than Sonia Brown, who's the president, Dr. Deidre Bethel, Dr. Wendy Fernandez, and Ms. Therese Curry from the Pilot Club? Governor of the Bahamas District of Pilot
International.
Pilot International. I know you got to say the whole thing. I want to thank you so very kindly. I want to let you know that I'd like to have this conversation deeper into the new year. I think if it's going to lead to transformation, transfiguration, this sort of an enlightenment and understanding, this introspection, we're going to have more and more of conversations like this. So
yes.
I'd love to see you back even after December 10th to kind of make this thing happen. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You've tried everything. Aces with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Craving an authentic calzone?
Well, make the right choice at Marco's Pizza.
Our signature calzones feature our handmade dough,
stuffed with toppings,
our fresh three cheese blend, served with a side of pizza sauce. For a limited time, order two. That's right, two of our two topping calzones and 1 liter Coke
for only $15.
Restrictions apply. Customize your calzones right now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Now closing at 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And all through the
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna ring it, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a knee you were slapping, or a toe you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the home was out, snow's on the ground. Folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. It is Christmas time again. It's a beautiful time. So happy to be in your company today, live and in full effect. Absolutely gorgeous day. I want to be able to thank all those persons who are participating. You could feel the shift in the season. It's a shifting in the season right now, and getting prepared to be able to do that. I'm going to tell you right after this commercial break how you can be able to participate and get some things done. Right now, we have in the studio with us none other than representatives from the Antiquities Monuments and Museum Corporation, Yune Wright and Raquel Davis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, say good afternoon to the people out there listening into you.
Good afternoon to our radio listening audience. My name is Raquel Davis.
Rika, you look like a professional. You ready to do this? You do this regular, right? All right, so happy to have you. And go ahead, Yune.
Good afternoon. My name is Yune Wright.
It's so wonderful to have you. Now, I got a text last week from none other than your director, Dr. Chris Curry, who indicated that you guys are going to be having something coming up in this season. Talk to me about this event that you got going on.
Okay, well, first and foremost, once again, good afternoon. Now, for those of you who do not know what Antiquities Monuments and Museum Corporation is all about, it is the principal heritage conservation agency that is committed to the preservation, conservation, and promotion of all of our historic sites, artifacts, and ecofacts in the Bahamas. So on December 2nd, we are hosting our second annual festival at Fort Charlotte. Festival at historic Fort Charlotte, pardon me.
So for all those persons who are out there who's listening in,
And I know that Ms. Davis actually say a lot of words, but essentially, would they take good care of all those old things? We got good value. Amen?
Amen.
Significant value. We got to be able to do that. And, you know, as time progresses, we understand the importance of being able to identify and preserve the heritage of these things. So we want to thank you guys for being able to do that. Now, you did this last year, you said.
We had it last year. It was the early part of last year. And so it's a little bit late this year, but we're going to actually do it again this year. So it's our second annual.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about what our expectation could be, because I'm going to read the flyer for you right now in 2 seconds. But tell me about what the expectation could be for all those persons who are going to be coming out this year.
Well, first and foremost, we want to invite all natives, residents, visitors, just come on down. There will be lots of food, drinks, crafts on sale that day. But we have a live entertainment itinerary set up for the entire day.
I'm looking at this right now.
Yes, for the entire day.
One day, historic reenactment and cannon firing. Them cannons actually work.
Oh, yeah.
You need to stop and tell me the truth.
They work.
Is it right?
Yes. So basically, we're going to get started off with a bang. And
oh, you need to stop. I like what you did there. You're getting started with a bang. You're on top of that. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I like it. Go ahead, right? What else are you doing? At 2 o'clock, I see you got Urban Renewal Band.
Yes. So Urban Renewal Band, they participated last year. You know, we're trying to make sure that the younger kids are involved. So with Urban Renewal, they participated last year, and then they're going to participate again and perform for us this second year.
And at 3 o'clock, you got Curbside Rockers. What is that? It sounds exciting.
Curbside Rockers.
If this was the 80s, that would be absolutely...
Yes.
You couldn't say that. Because yes. Curbside Rockers had a hold. Anyway, go ahead. This is too much, right?
They're a steel band group.
Oh, okay.
Right. And so they perform with the steel band, Bohemian songs, and other genres of music.
Really?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And at 4:30, because they can be jamming for about an hour and a half, look like, historic reenactment and cannon firing again. So we can, if you miss it at 1:30, right. For all of them, say, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And your wife say, I'm coming now. And she putting her lashes on because it's Christmas time. You need to stop. So you missed the 1:30. You could pick it up again at 4:30. You can be able to see that, right? And again, you get the Curbside Rockers. Now, you got Government High School Pop Band. Is that the GHS? That's
yes.
Government High School got a pop band?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They're like very popular.
Really?
Yes, they are.
Is that the one with Reggie in it?
I'm not sure.
Get him, Reggie. Go, Reggie. That's the one there. Get him, Reggie. Go. Is that the one? I don't know.
I'm
right?
Not
so,
sure.
So you got that. You got that. And you say the official address for reenactment in the canon set. Is when you say official address, do you have any officials coming down to be able to do this?
Dr. Curry, our director, he will be there. I think he's doing the official address.
Right? Sawyer Boy texted me and telling me, Howard, you're too funny. You need to stop, right? So, oh, wow. So I didn't know. I just want to try to find these things out. I want to know about these things because this Christmas time, everybody won't come out now. Yes. They got new clothes that mm-hmm. they can wear it twice at dry rot, right? Let's just be very clear. The first time we wear it, we got to be fly as right. ever. Everyone wants to come out now. Is this an event for the entire family? Talk to me about it.
Yes, the event is geared toward families. We're trying to set a very family fun and safe environment so everyone can come out and enjoy. And then,
but you got cannons. Ain't nobody can come.
No, the kids, they love the cannons, the firing of the cannons.
Yes.
They enjoy that.
They do.
I've never seen the cannons go off, you know.
Well, we do cannon and reenactments every Thursday at Fort Wayne Castle.
What
so
time?
Those cannons fire at 12 noon exactly.
But Thursday I hear 12 and the children in school.
Well, when school closes.
You do it every day?
Mm-hmm. Yes, every day.
So when school closes, I could come on Thursday at 12 o'clock.
So not every day, but on Thursdays at 12 and then at 4, I think it's the last Saturday at the end of every month.
The last Saturday in every month?
Yes.
Okay. So where we go on Thursdays at 12, is it Fort Charlotte also?
Fort Finn Castle.
Fort Finn Castle.
Yes.
Fort Finn Castle.
Right my next to the water tower on Queen Staircase.
A lot of people don't do it. We see my children need a light skin, right? Mm-hmm. So when we go out, it looked like we're tourists.
Oh.
So when we hit a little American accent, right?
They would enjoy
yeah, man.
That.
Yeah, brother, we love that, man. Right? We enjoy it.
Yes. They would
so we have a great
enjoy.
Staycation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is one of the things that we have to do. Is there any way that we have to kind of set up or register before? Or whatnot, or we can just show up and just be able to participate. Is there a fee or anything associated with it?
With the cannon firing at mm-hmm. Fort Finn Castle on mm-hmm. Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So there is a small admission fee. But like I tell persons, every admission fee at our historic site goes to the upkeep and upgrade of these sites. So after you pay the small admission fee, you'll be given an entry ticket. You can drop that in the box.
She's a decent woman.
Head on the inside.
She's a decent
And you can get that reenactment.
Miss Davis is a decent woman. You see how she says small fee? My wife is doing the same thing.
It's very small.
My wife does the exact same thing. I went to sleep with $500 in my wallet. I wake up with $200. And she said, well, there's only a little small fee that I have. Small fee. You need to stop it, ma'am. Well, I appreciate that. I want you to be able to, guys, I want you to participate. This is the Christmas time. I think for a very long time out there, we've been kind of wrapped up in our homes, under the bed, you know, kind of shaking away, afraid of COVID-19, mm-hmm. afraid of the pandemic, afraid of what's happened with the hurricanes.
Yes.
And I think now we could feel ourselves, you could feel our legs again, our strength again as a society. I see a lot of persons are traveling. This, my wife and I went on a Saturday night. And the road was like, no one was out
dry.
There.
Yeah, it was empty.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Nobody was out. I said, oh my God, everybody in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
You all need to stop it. So if you could travel to Fort Lauderdale, because there's listening to Fort Lauderdale also. Mm-hmm. If you're in Fort Lauderdale right now and you got your XM radio or wherever you're listening in to us, make sure when you get back home this Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Saturday.
December 2nd, Saturday. Make sure you could participate in this and do so in grand style. Go out there to Fort Charlotte, have a beautiful time, make sure you can be able to participate with your family. See, you know, a lot of the time we're detached from the history that exists here because we don't see it. This isn't only for show externally. We need to educate ourselves internally. Talk
right.
to me about it.
So it's education. So in terms of the historic reenactments, it's teaching the history behind the regiments that would have manned these forts and what they would have done. So basically living history, the way a life of a soldier. So what they would have done at the fort back then. So you're getting the history, you're getting the fun.
And let them know.
And it's going to be amazing.
Let them know to see a soldier like, what the fella name? Popcorn there?
No, sir.
They got songs with this.
No,
That's
sir.
That's a different type of soldier.
Yes.
And they ain't in a real Gaza. They need to stop it. But anyway, this is a whole different story. I just get carried away sometimes. I want you to go out there and participate in this. Understand how our borders were protected. Understand, you know, the men and women that gave their lives, that stood for a very long time. When I did a host, became a host for Bahama Host, I found out that there was tunnels that ran all the way, I think some up to Fort Finn Castle, if they clean it out properly, right? All this information I learned when I was being certified about the history that existed right here in the country. And a lot of people just don't know, you know.
Some today still don't know.
They don't know. You know what's wild? Like, I live in Grand Bahama my whole life, so I feel like I had to explore Nassau.
Right.
And there are people here who didn't even know that exists. Go out and learn something. How could you know about Miami? You know every place in 163rd Mall.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
on Calle Ocho. You know everything but Miami. But you don't know nothing but your own house.
No.
Find out about these things.
Yes.
Participate in these things. And let them know how much was the cost to be able to get in there on Saturday. Is there a fee?
Kids are $5.
Mm-hmm.
Adults are $10 before 6 o'clock.
And what we get with this? I'm sorry. That's just... A Negro question just popped
After
up in my head.
After 6 o'clock, adults are $15.
After 6?
Yes.
So we had to get in there early. And it's good for all day.
Yes.
To be able to participate and walk around. And all these funds. Because people just, let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be decent. This go into the preservation of the fort.
Yes.
This go into the maintenance of all the antiquities, monuments, museums, and everything.
Yes.
Right? Let people know this.
Yes.
This go into, when you all saw the moss and mildew on some of those statues, and then you came back and it looked fresh, that's what pay for it, amen?
Yes.
You got to let them know.
Yes.
These things ain't free.
And so, like Ms. Rice said, after 6, it's $15. Because at that night, that's when our All Bohemian concert starts.
Hold on.
So that's why the fee is a bit different.
All Bohemian concert?
Oh, yeah.
Who come into the concert?
We have D-Mac, Fine
D-Mac?
Sean, the Sky Juice Band,
mm-hmm.
Ebony 242.
Oh, this can be a jam.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This ain't like a little bit of jam. This is a whole thing.
So you come up with your family in the day.
Oh, this can be fun.
You get a babysitter or call Nana or Papa.
Oh, just leave him in the house by them. No, I just
can't
do that. No. We think about it sometimes.
Yeah.
No, but we can't do that. We decent.
Come back out at night and enjoy the Bohemian concert.
So you could actually come, let the children enjoy themselves in the day.
Yes. You have a kiddie corner full access.
You got adult corner?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Leisure corner, and the spirits will be there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Look at her. She know what I mean. It's Christmas time.
Yes.
You get a little eggnog for all the Anglicans out there.
Yes.
You got some Anglicans out there who want them, they'll miss the Boston.
Yes.
And not the individual.
No.
The spirit. Amen?
Yes, the spirit.
This is going to be a good time.
It will.
I want everyone to come out this weekend. Enjoy yourself. December 2nd is going to be this weekend. Is there a number or anything we got to be? Because it's 1 o'clock. Is there a number or anything else you got to be able to get out there?
Reach out to the head office at 604-6800.
604-6800. Or is there a Facebook page?
AMMC on Facebook and Instagram.
AMMC on Facebook and Instagram, all right? So it's a nominal fee, $5 for the kids, $10 for the adults before 6. After 6, $15, because this is going to be a big jam.
Yes.
Bohemian Breakdown.
Yes. Oh, ending with a
Roots.
Junkanoo Rush Out by Roots Junkanoo Group.
You serious?
Yes.
This is going to be big. Well, we're going to hear more about this on Wednesday coming up also. Guys, it's 1 o'clock. We got to get out of here. When I get back, I'm going to talk a little taste more about this. 604-6800. I want to thank Ms. Wright. I want to thank Ms. Davis for being able to come Wednesday. I want to see you guys again. Yes. I don't know if somebody else coming. But we're going to see you again. We can talk about these things. I want to find out more about exactly what's happening this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful time, ladies and gentlemen. It's Christmas time. I want that Christmas money. And that's a quickie say. You all need to stop it. Live and in full effect. You're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Good advice, cause money could never ever buy the feeling. The one that comes from not the ceiling. The way you feel about your friend. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red back at the pole up north where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas, and to all, a good night.
Planning for Christmas couldn't be easier with Kelly's House and Home. We have a fantastic range of gift ideas for men and women and all the latest toys for the kids. Our Christmas department is filled with trees, ornaments, lights, garland, and so much more. We have everything you need to keep your family Christmas traditions alive. Check out our holiday shopping guide on kellysbahamas.com. We make shopping easier for you with online shopping and in-store pickup. Kelly's House and Home is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Happy holidays from Kelly's House and Home.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Every day,
countless Bahamians fall asleep hungry. But by working together, we can change this.
AML has committed $20,000 to provide nutritious meals for those in need during the holiday season.
As the holidays approach, help spread love and hope by supporting AML's 8th annual Feed 5000 program.
Donate today at any Solomon's, Fresh Market, Crossright, Exuma Market, and Domino's Pizza.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Monday afternoon, live and in full effect, November 27th. I got to do this. I started to tell you about Coco Plum Bistro. Listen to me, man. I had such a wonderful time. I want to tell you about the entire thing. We went over the Coco Plum Bistro. They gave me a call last week, and they said, we want you to come and check out the thing, right? And, you know, it's Christmas time. I said, you know what? Let's go and do this. It's Christmas time. Make sure you go and enjoy yourself. I wanted to take my wife out to a special day. I told you we're going to be celebrating 20 years. Well, we celebrated 20 years, November 22nd. I wanted to do something very special for her. I thought this was an excellent, and I think I made the right choice. Talk to me. It was a beautiful environment, very cozy, tucked away in the corner there. When you're headed towards Life at Key area, out there on the right-hand side, right there where you are, Molly for Men. I know you know where Molly for Men is. From my move to Nassau, I was checking them out, getting stuff from them. But you take a right there. It's tucked away in the corner in an absolutely beautiful, the aesthetics. Talk to me. The aesthetics is absolutely gorgeous over in the corner there. We sat there. We had a beautiful dinner for the first time in 23 years, for the first time in my life. My wife, I feel like she was being exotic, right? She ordered oysters. And, you know, me, I'm just like a plain Jane. I went, you know, the little starter, the appetizers. She got oysters stuffed with cheese and spinach and some other stuff, right? And butter and all this stuff like that. And she's looking at it. She's like, oh, my God, we got to take a picture. I was like, you need to stop. You're doing way too much. I don't need to take a picture of my spinach dip. And she said, got to take a picture. Do you want to taste it? And something said to me, it's 20 years. You might as well give it a shot. If you can die tonight, let's just make it happen, right? Because I never had this stuff. I don't bother with it, right? She's like, conch and crab and the whole thing. I don't bother with it. But I went out there and I said, oh, my God. This thing was great. And I don't say that just because. I want to be honest with you. This thing was good. I just taste one, just take a little taste of the thing. It was wonderful. I want to commend the entire staff and all those persons down there at Coco Plum Bistro. If you want to know more about them, Coco Plum Bistro, Coco Plum Bistro. It is right there. It is a beautiful environment. You could sit down. We sat on the outside. They have a beautiful setup on the inside. You can see sort of the exposed ceilings on the inside. Great feel, right? It's excellent for if you're on a first date, if you're trying to impress these people, right? And you want them to think you got money and you could do all these things. Yeah, man, you are. It's not going to hurt your pocket. It is absolutely wonderful. It's a beautiful setup. I saw some decent people in there. And I said, wow, this is a nice tuck away. I said to my wife, we need to come back again. For our main dish, I got the salmon and my wife got the, I want to tell you, the lamb. She does too much. She does too much. She wants your surf, your turf, your table, everything. And I don't understand. I keep asking myself how I could be big and these people be small. They eat more than me. I don't understand how this is. They eat more than me. But it was a beautiful time. I had a great time. Shout out to Chantel for being able to invite us over to the space to talk about that. I want to thank her so very kindly for being able to extend that warm invitation to us to be able to make that thing happen. I know that she's going to be here with us this week to talk a little bit more about that as we dive into what's going on in the country around this Christmas time. And I think it's time for us to be able to talk about it. If you're out there in that space and you want to make some things happen to talk about your business, please give me a call. I mean, I don't say that please as in begging you. I mean, hey, listen, don't miss this opportunity. Can I say that to you? Don't miss the opportunity to put your information on the table. It's time. It's the season. Persons want to know where to go, how I can find this new thing. We got a couple of dollars that's been set aside. We don't feel like we're hurting anymore. I want to be able to enjoy ourselves. Please let persons know where they can be able to come and get a true experience from your business, your establishment, your service, whatever you offer. Give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. You're going to hear more about Coco Plum Bistro this week. All week, we're going to be talking about it, and you can give them a call if you so please. If you need to impress your sweet thing in the can and being able to carry them out, make sure you go there. They're on Facebook, Coco Plum Bistro. They're on Google, Coco Plum Bistro. Anywhere you can be able to find out the information about them. And just reach out to them and they can tell you exactly what's what and get all those things done. You can give them a call also at 677-6776. That's 677-6776. Give them a call. And they got Opal Table, opentable.com for you to be able to make your booking at the Coco Plum Bistro. Also, I want to be able to give a live read right now. Johnson & Johnson brings you an unbeatable chance to win big with our Jolly Johnson & Johnson competition. Enter the win, a giveaway. Unlock the potential to win incredible prizes such as $1,500 Master Technician gift card. You can be able to do that. And also the cutting edge MacBook Pro, the highly anticipated iPhone 15, and a Visa gift card that could be all yours. And to win by spending $25 or more on Johnson & Johnson products and text the receipt to 242-826-6120. That's 242-826-6120. And that's definitely Lowe's Wholesale. They can be able to take care of that for you. Get all that information out there. Make sure to know that today is the Cyber Monday. And on Cyber Monday, DQ has some things going on for you. This Black Friday, DQ got the sweetest deal. 50% off all cakes, boxes, and DQ sandwiches. Dilly bars, Buster bars, and fall blizzards, and delicious 100% beef dogs. Continuing with our deals on Cyber Monday, which is today. There is going to be 50% off on $5 gift cards. 50% off our $5 gift cards. Listen. Get yourself a handful of those gift cards and make that thing happen, right? People just want to know you're thinking about them. Get some gift cards. Slip that in one stocking. Slip that in a top pocket. However you're going to do this thing, let people know that you're thinking about them. It's absolutely affordable. To be eligible for the Cyber Monday sale, you must go on there. Check it out. Click the link on Facebook or Instagram to receive your QR code that you must present in store. For more information, please follow us on social media platforms and ask a member of our staff in store for more information. We get the stuff out there to be able to do that. Guys, I am wide open to kind of do this for you. Can you feel it? Can you feel that it's shifted? Can you feel that it's shifted and some things are happening? You could feel it in the air. You could feel that it's Christmas time. I want to say that to you. There's a couple of things that we got to be very clear about. I need you guys to be able to keep yourself safe. All right? Don't get yourself so wet, so wasted, so inebriated that you don't know your environment. Let's be decent. Travel with your friends and family. Identify someone that is a designated driver. You understand? If you're going out there to celebrate life and you're going to do so heavily, if you anticipate that, carry yourself a driver. Every single holiday, we've identified one person, two persons, one accident, one island, another island. These things happen. How do you prevent that? How do you prevent yourself from becoming a statistic? Ensure that you can anticipate these things. Get yourself a driver who is always sober, who doesn't bother with these things, but wants to participate in the festivities. Do that, right? When you're going out, make sure you check your environment. Don't go in the house late by yourself. My God, if you're driving with other people, make sure you drive them home, so forth and so. Listen to me. Think about what I'm saying to you. This is Christmas time. I don't want no one coming here and giving us doom and gloom about staying in the house Christmas time. We live in the city of Nassau. People come from all over the world to enjoy the beauty of our islands. And we can't go outside. We're getting outside. Amen? We're going outside, but we can do so with sobriety. Can I say that to you? Let me tell you how to set this up now. Now, we can talk about this some more, but let me tell you how to set this up. One of your friends have an electric gate. Amen? Make sure you have a caravan of people. Drop the first one off. You stand right there. Drop the second one off. You stand right there. But the third time, you could hit your button, your gate, drive in your gate. You should be all right. No lollygagging in your car. No lollygagging in your car and just messing around, listening to music on your phone, so forth and so on. Get in your house. Okay? Enjoy your festivities. Know that this is a time, but we don't want to read but you. I don't want to read but you on Monday. And I definitely won't read but you on Tuesday. Let's be able to get these things done and make these things happen. Guys, participate in this conversation. Be a part of it. The line's going to be wide open right now. Since it's a Monday, I want you to give me a call, 323-625-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796, or hit me up with the text, 422-4796. Let's be a part of the thing, right? Let's make these things happen. Is this a caller that I have on the line? Is that a caller that I have on the line?
Yes, I've been waiting.
Okay, go ahead. How you doing? I'm sorry. How you doing today?
I'm fine. Well, you're long-winded. But listen, what I want to congratulate you on your anniversary.
I appreciate that.
You talk so much about your wife. You're going to cause other fellas out there
get married
to have to try their relationship all over again.
My God, talk to me.
Your relationship sounds so magical.
My God.
And it sounds so nice. You're making me think about getting married, and I've never been married.
I can tell you one thing.
I believe I might be happy. I'm not too sure.
There's two sides of magic. But, one is beautiful and one black. You're going to experience all these things in marriage.
But you know what I added up to, though?
Go ahead.
Because she comes from a good bloodline, the Roberts.
My God, she's a Pacini.
Family, the Roberts.
No, she's a Pacini.
She's a Roberts descent.
She's a Roberts descent?
We decent people.
Oh, my God.
My Lord, we decent.
My God, look at you. You sprinkle Roberts on my wife. I didn't know that.
She knows that's in her blood.
Okay, I can ask her.
She can't help it.
I can ask her. But her blood didn't dilute it, though. She's Grant now.
It's a little diluted, but it's still strong. But I want to compliment you on how you talk about her, Margot. I mean, boy, I wish I had a relationship like that.
I ain't got one woman.
I would not ask the Lord for nothing else.
Praise God. You're a decent man.
I
appreciate
you. I just ask the Lord for a wife and a sweetheart.
A wife and a sweetheart?
Yeah.
The Lord say, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Sweetheart, ain't no clause in that. Ain't no clause in that.
Karen, you talk about your wife. I believe that every day you talk about her.
Ain't no clause in finding a good wife. Ain't no clause in finding a sweetheart. I appreciate you.
Thank you, too. All right,
I appreciate you. Ain't no clause in finding a sweetheart. I can tell you one thing. When you find a good wife, sweethearts automatically they got like roach antennas. It just pop up. Bling, 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 bling. Oh, he's married. Bling, 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 bling. Indecency. I know it's a spirit. The spirit of incubus and succubus seeketh to fall upon us. The devil is a liar. We are black men. We don't cheat on our wives. Amen? Someone say amen. Jesus. Let's be decent out there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, my brother. What's up?
Nah, I'm Sparky, boy.
What'd you say, Sparky?
Boy, look here, Howard. Let me tell you something. I celebrating with you, boy.
Praise God.
I'll tell you one.
I can send one Guinness for you.
Back in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
That marriage lasted until 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And that just failed. But now, you know, I just take it to point out. When I listen to you talk, I all the way out down by the airport by one restaurant named Zen. I got one friend of mine celebrating their 75th birthday.
Zen.
And look at Howard. I give him my ATM card.
Mm-mm.
Howard, I give him to my, that's a good friend. I give him my ATM card.
Mm-mm.
I said, look at, just drive me around.
Mm-mm.
Whatever you want to do,
that's the one
buy what you want to buy.
That's the one you get paid from the contracts, man?
Let's go good. Chinese food, all kind of dog and cat.
Sparky, don't skip this question. I say if that's the ATM card, you just get paid from the contracts with. Sparky, I ask you if this is the ATM card, you just get paid from the contracts with.
What contract?
You need to stop it, Sparky.
Howard.
Go ahead, Sparky. I can fight you. Go ahead.
You still there?
Are you radio?
Wait, how would I partying somebody on their birthday today?
Praise God.
All I do is tell them, stop me by the Chinese there for them cheap Guinness.
Mm-mm.
So I can handle the Guinness and they can handle their birthday.
My God. Sparky, enjoy yourself.
I can say this like this.
What's the fellow name?
Happy birthday to Angela Albrecht.
Angela. Okay, that's that is okay.
Angela Albrecht. Happy birthday. She, man, she don't want nobody to know. I can tell her. Like, happy birthday, Angela Albrecht. She's a doggone good woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a good friend. And I tell her happy birthday. She don't like that. She don't want nobody to know she old.
Mm-hmm.
She's so old, her toenail crinkling. But have a good day.
My brother, thank you so very kindly. Angela, enjoy your birthday in this festive season. We're in the Yuletide season, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to shift your spirit from the tribulation that we've been going through to the anticipation of glory. My God, I just get preachy quickly. I need to stop. But ain't no time to stop right now because my birthday coming too. December 1st. Is my birthday. My wife and I, she then starts stocking up on the birth control. I had to tell her, calm down, baby. You wilding out. We're going to have a good time this weekend. It's Christmas season, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make this thing happen. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
They coming! Dream deals this weekend at Alive. Shop Black Friday, Switch Saturday, or Cyber Monday, and get your holiday season started right. Skip the rush this Christmas with the gifts your loved ones are dreaming of. Get up to 85% off devices and major discounts when you switch to Alive. Join the Bahamas' fastest network. Junkanoo is Alive.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Hurricane season runs until November 30th. The Insurance Commission of the Bahamas encourages homeowners to be prepared. Review your insurance coverage today. Check your policy limit. Is it enough to rebuild your home? Have you accounted for everything you own and how much it's worth? Do you know the percentage of the hurricane or storm deductible in your policy? What disasters does your policy cover? For more information on how to prepare for hurricane season, visit www.icb.gov.bs.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I can feel it in the air. Because things are changing. I'm telling you, man, it's Christmas season. It's Christmas time. Everyone know that things are winding down right now. As you talk to many persons within the public sector, those persons are looking at you maybe with a little slight eye. Are you out of your mind, sir? That could take 2 weeks to get done. I ain't doing that. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Slowly, they say it under their breath. Like Prophetess Quinty says, and I can need that Christmas money. I got to get that clip. I'm going to get that clip. I can send it over to my producers. We're going to need that Christmas money. Get these things happen. I know that out there is going to be a beautiful time, guys. I just want you to be as safe as possible. And I want you to know, anticipate these things, man. Let's make these things happen and have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas season. This is the first season in our year of Jubilee. It's the Christmas in our year of Jubilee. This is going to be a beautiful time. Consider someone, man. Remember your brothers and sisters. It ain't got to be nothing expensive. I see you could get one little cocktail and hot something in that or something cool in that, right? You get one little gift card. It ain't got to be nothing to talk about. It's only consideration. That's all this is. This ain't for no big money to spend. This is only for consideration, right? And I want you to be able to do that. Let me see if I get the next telephone call on you. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard Grant.
My brother.
How are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Man, you must have had the second best wife in the Bahamas.
Oh, what?
Up until the time my wife was alive.
Oh, my
goodness. I think my wife was the number one in the world.
Praise God for that.
Yeah, man.
I hope
July
you tell her.
19th would have made me 26 years married. You could catch me up now.
26
my wife was,
years. My God.
Yeah, 26. But my wife died on your birthday.
December 1st?
December, Friday, would make 8 years.
Wow.
Then she died.
I hope you...
And your good Bishop Udo, free for what?
Which one?
The Bishop, one who's due to...
Bishop Ricardo Grant? Oh, no. Reno Smith.
Yeah, he did my marriage for me.
Reno Smith.
Yeah, he did my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that's my brother.
Yes, Reno
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah. But he listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a good Christmas.
You got to.
I wish I could have called, but I could have canceled Christmas tell, but February though.
Why you want to...
Man, I got a little granddaughter here. Every new toy comes, she... Well,
that's all right.
She everything she wants.
Whatever
she
you
calls
get,
some name I even didn't know.
Whatever Papa gave her.
I asked the woman what she said, because I thought she'd say a coach word one day, but that's a real toy for true.
Whatever Papa gave her, she can love that.
Oh, Lordy. Last year, and she's only five.
That's it.
Last year, I bought her one car. One of them charge-up cars you could drive around.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm buying her a host. So when she get these fellas, I buy one of them Bobby Dreamo. So when she reach these fellas, when she reach 18, 19, they talk about car, you know, she can tell them, find my father, grind by me, car, you know, 5 years old. You got to drive by me on a plane or on rocket.
I can do something real, you know.
Yeah.
Bobby didn't buy me a house.
My father can drive me a house in car. 5 years old, I had a house in car. Yeah, man. But
man,
listen,
yeah.
And what I want to say something too, man.
Go ahead.
The way you talk about your wife, sir, you... Some of these talk shows, you know, they get man, woman, boy, or girl. You don't hear them mention before they husband. I mean, they ask, it's my business.
No.
But at least say something sometime.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I got a couple calls about
that,
you know. No, people is calling me and telling me things. Well, Howard, you shouldn't talk with your family and whatnot. We live in one country. I
that's
don't understand
your family.
The people. It's my family. I don't hide. I ain't got two family. I ain't got one here and one in West Palm Beach.
But you get some people, they ain't talking
family.
About their family because they ain't got no family. They get roommates and stuff.
My God.
Or business partners.
My God.
Yeah. I like when I was supposed to call you on Friday, was your anniversary, eh?
Yes.
But
week.
I couldn't get through.
Last
you
week.
Had that phone all tied up. You ain't want nobody to talk.
No, man.
I hope you get that woman for that conch salad Sunday.
I got plans for her. She tell me she buy me one gift. My God.
You're
I tell you, I go into bed with $500 in my wallet, wake up with $200 in it, and then she tell me she buy me a gift. Well, did I buy me a gift or did she buy me a gift? Let's be clear about this.
The Bible says when two becomes one.
My God, I never been in a woman's place.
Your money is your money.
I never been in a woman's place. I never been in a woman's place.
You can't find any place. But have a good day. I can finish listening to the show, man.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. And I agree with you, man. I am my mother-in-law, when she was with us, she passed away a few years back, and we continue to be able to, you know, sit down and talk about and laugh about the memory that existed. We call her Grammy Lois, Lois Presenti. She passed away a few years ago. And, you know, I can never forget when my kids were small. My oldest, he started to play. You know, they have like these phases. They go from monster trucks to this to that. So during his time of building, when he feel like, you know, he got creativity hit him, he asks his grandmother for Legos, right? He says, Grammy Lois, I could get some Legos. She said, yes, baby. Yes, Grammy will get you some Legos, right? I don't know what she said. I don't even know if she pronounced it right. She went to Lauderdale on one of these, you know, these quick trips and comes back with this big box. So my wife and I are looking at each other like, hold on, I don't think this is Legos, right? Where did he tear the thing open at Christmas time? The thing say Legos. He was so disappointed. We laugh so much. We try not to laugh in his face, but it was too funny. She didn't understand what the toy name. She got the wrong toy. The toy is supposed to be Legos. She buy Logos, right? Logos, we don't even know what is Logos. My son said, oh my God, Grammy, thank you so much. I love this. Right? We laughing. And you know, I had to go buy Legos for him during that particular time. But it's a beautiful thing when you got grandparents out there, parents out there. Listen, man, you've been going through. Can I say that to you? You've been going through. You ain't had no money. The babies, you couldn't see them. They was off. Some parents passed away. Grandparents passed away. Godparents, these things, you couldn't even see them. You couldn't even put them down with the kind of honor and recognition that their life carried and what they meant to you during this time. Now, you can let $2.50 go buy one DQ card. You got something? Put something in the children's pocket. Let them know you think about them. Put something in your friend's pocket. Let this be a season of exchange. Not this relentless recipient thing. You're out here wide open like a field goal just waiting for people to give you like a receptor. The devil is a liar. Let this be the season of reciprocity. My God, somebody put the cloak on me. Let this be the season of reciprocity that you give and you get in this season. That you ain't only looking for people to give you things. Amen? My God, that in this season, with every Remy here that we buy as decent men, my God, with every lashes that we buy, Lord, all the makeup in the MacBook, oh, all the Mac makeup that we got to buy in this season. All the Tory Burch shoes, Lord. Let it be the season of reciprocity that men need to smell good too. I can't get no amen. And don't just hit us with the $30 cologne. I just buy that for myself throughout the year. Yeah, because I spray it heavy. Yeah. Hit me with an expensive one. I want the YSL one. Yeah, I want the Versace one. I want that one. Let it be a season of reciprocity. If you ain't get it, don't hurt yourself. Can I say that to you? This ain't for you. If you ain't get it, don't hurt yourself. But we are in a season and a time of thanksgiving and in a time of jubilee. Let people know that you love them and you are thinking about them. Ain't going to be no extravagant nothing. It just got to be something I think about you. Here, put this in your pocket. Praise God. That could be Kong salad. If they don't like Kong salad, that could be little flowers. And if you are in this kind of a space that you have a business and you need people to know, yeah, we got affordable prices, give me a call. 8270111, 8270111. Somebody just text me and say, Howard, what's the number for Unique Motors and Tires? I'm telling you, they just text me and asked me for the number for Unique Motors and Tires. I told you it's on Soldier Road across from the Old Trail Liquor Store, so you can be able to get that. Guys, we're going to be doing wonderful stuff. I want to do that. Can we sneak away for politics for 2 seconds? Is it okay? Someone text me and say, amen, Howard, let's go. Y'all got to text me first. Amen, Howard, let's go. I only want to sneak away for 2 seconds. I know the festive season. I know that we could drag the thing out. I know you ain't want to hear about it no more. I know you ain't into that. But somebody text me. Just amen, Howard, let's go. Only 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds. I don't understand some things. In the papers today, I see Maurice Moore
And we heard on the news at 1 o'clock, the first time I heard him with such vitality. Can I say that? I know Maurice Moore personally. I love and respect this man. He is a legend, a forefather, iconic in what he does. I'm one of the founding fathers for the Free National Movement. I love and respect this man. Every time I've ever spoken to him, everything had to been quiet for me to hear him. I'm telling you the truth. I had to go close to him to hear him, never being able to, you know, go over a certain frequency or whatnot, always. Today, when I listened to that, I said, wow, some stuff is happening out there. This sounds like a rally, like a clarion call, so we can be able to talk about these things. And also, Minnis had no interest in campaigning for the FNM, Dwayne Sands, in the newspaper. I thought that that was absolutely bananas to say that. I thought it was. Now, when I inquired quietly, I was informed that the prime minister was out of the country. This is what I was informed. The former prime minister was out of the country. I let it go. You know, you meet it with a squint and say, and then I let it go. I said, let me don't bother with it. I leave it alone. And then I made a call to find out further information. And they informed me, not just yet, Howard. Just be patient. I say, okay, I'm not going to fight you. So for the purposes of this conversation, I want to dive deep with this. Somebody text me and say, Howard, let's talk politics. Just a little pinch. Just a pinch. What Bishop Lawrence say? Just. Let me take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Focus. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Brown and your company, the Foundation. The beginning of the Christmas season, excited about it. Just chopping this thing down, kind of get into, somebody text me and say, Howard, you are wilding out. Forgive me if I am. I try to be able to be as cool as possible with these particular things. It's Christmas season. We're getting into these things, guys. Be a part of this. Be a part of what we're doing. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Give me a call. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796.
here live and in full effect, we could be able to talk about these things. It's got a couple of texts coming through. So they says, Howard, for God's sake, when will the leaders in your party? Now, hold on. Wait. First and foremost, there must be a significant typo here. My party? I don't own no party. You need to stop it. I mean, I'll go ahead with your text. Read the thing for you. So it says, Howard, when the leaders in your party will take responsibility for their loss. Now signs saying that they lost because they ran against a dead man. Really? It's a text that's coming through, right? Let me tell you something. I don't feel like we should be able to go back and forth with this. I don't. I think the Free National Movement has gotten their behind cut. Can I say that? You get cut hip. There's no need to swallow and wallow and, you know, the milk of yesteryear, the spilt milk of yesterday, that finish. Try to unring a bell. It's done. You got your behind cut. Take it. But learn from it and grow your organization. You still have 2026. You still have 2026. And that is less than 800 days away. Stop playing. That's less than 800 days away. Stop playing. Or maybe a pinch over 800 if I'm thinking about around May time, around May. Stop playing. This ain't no time to play. When you say my party, this ain't my party. I just want to be very clear about you. I ain't got no party, no organization or nothing like that. I'm sitting here in the space of neutrality to be able to see it, speak it as I see it. And this is what I'm seeing. The Free National Movement need not take on the position to try to defend a loss. They've lost. And whether you identify this as fair and square in the spirit, in the words of our good Minister of National Security, it's not illegal. But that's not illegal. Unless you have something that you want to be able to put before the courts. Don't waste time having a conversation about what's past. Talk about galvanizing the strength in the organization to move forward. 60-some percent of voters. Listen to me. I have it in front of me right here. You remember I told you I did this before? If you guys are checking me out, GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. You remember I told you in 2017 I ran for the can they see this? Right? I ran for the Free National Movement in 2000. Well, I was trying to get the nomination for the Free National Movement in 2017. I put this information out there. This is a booklet that I told you. Remember I told you I did about, 17, 19 pages? And I put it together. It's called Renew and Revive Restore. This is it. I found it yesterday. Just going through my stuff, right? And I pull out the statistics that I put in the book. Please look at this. Your boy don't play. I don't play no games. I just do my homework, right? This is the statistics that was from 2002. You can be able to see the polling divisions. In 2002, it went up to polling division number 12, right? In 2002, and then you get more polling divisions. In 2007, it went up to 11, right? 11, 12, same thing, right? And in 2012, you saw the expansion up to some 15, right? So you can be able to see the information in there, inclusive of the advance poll. And every single one of them, the voter turnout was over 90%. And every single one. In 2007, the voter turnout, general voter turnout, was 95.15%. In 2002, the voter turnout was 92.5%. In 2012, the voter turnout was 93%. And 2021, with every cabinet minister, past and present, living for the PLP, was on the ground in West Grand Bahama, the voter turnout was only 60-some percent. That blew my mind. Now, we could be flippant and very casual in our approach and being able to say all our desire was is to get 50 plus one. But my only question is whether or not this bodes well for democracy. If you have the prime minister of the country, not the potential prime minister, not a prime minister in waiting, not Her Majesty's royal opposition, who's sitting there and waiting, making great strides with promises to the Bahamian people of what he or she will do. This is a current prime minister of the country that is going from door to door and making such elaborate, listen to me,
his commitment to the people, when we heard him on the stage in Bimini, blew my mind. The thing I still trying to lift my jaw after he's, I said, my God, this man know how much promise Obi make? Does he know how much promise Obi make? He's every promise ever made to you. If you put Kingsley in, if you put Kingsley in, you can get it. As much as to say, well, if you don't put him in, you can forget it. Which blew my mind. This blew my mind. The Prime Minister didn't have to go to her heart, but he went and the PLP won. Now we hear Maurice Moore in the papers indicating that he feels as though, how much time we get? 6 minutes. He say he feels as though that voters felt threatened by the government. I doubt that. If I want to be absolutely honest with you, I doubt that. The voters of West Grand Bahama, Central Grand Bahama, and any other constituency within the jurisdiction of the Bahamas do not care. They feel like robbing lines on voting day. Well, I hear what you say, but you got one vote just like me. That's the mindset. No one care about nothing other than whether or not they're going to have a better position on the day after voting. That's it. That's it. The Free National Movement could make no commitment to the Bahamian people. Despite the allegations, the speculations, you know, the scores of persons saying he's in one Ponzi, the candidate for the Free National Movement is in the Ponzi scheme, and he's a bishop, and he have all these wives and all this. Despite all of that, despite these speculations, allegations, despite this mudslinging that associated with this, it boiled down to voters. Because I just want you to know very clearly, there's nothing that was said that West Grand Bahamian people didn't know about the bishop. That didn't exist already in small pockets of the community. There was nothing. There was nothing new that came out to the forefront. Maybe new to the country, but not necessarily new to West Grand Bahamians and Bimanites. Let's just be very clear about this. And so when we saw this come to the forefront, and there's still significantly, do you realize that people registered to vote to stay home? Blew my mind. It's easy to talk democracy, but something's unhealthy here. It's absolutely unhealthy here because I don't register and get a plane ticket to not travel. I want to go somewhere. So the question is whether or not people feel safe traveling with you. That's it. That's the analogy I want to give you. I didn't register and get my ticket to go nowhere. I didn't make all the effort to go nowhere. People are sitting in the terminal waiting to move and decided not to move. What does that say about the health of our democracy going forward? Because that can translate into participation. That could translate into some of the best and brightest minds not even want to be a part of this entirely. Something has to change. Is it language? Is it posture? What is it that needs to change? And the question is rubbing salt in the wound and pointing blame, and is that the course that the Free National Movement is going to take? Listen, man, fair and square. In 1987, when the Free National Movement lost, and y'all started to cry, but oh my God, they thiefed the thing. They thiefed the thing. Oh, they had people flying all over. To hell with that. You came up with a strategy. You identify strong leadership. You made all the modifications necessary. The next come around, bam, you win the whole hog. Is that what you're prepared to do now? Or are you going to wallow in your defeat? Where is the Free National Movement that we knew? This is not it. Strengthen yourself, strategize, and execute accordingly. Because the PLP look like they're ready to win this come 2026. How are I talking? I can't even get no amen. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts before we get it. It says, 5 months ago, they, Sands and Pintard, won't let Minutes speak to the branch level, constituency level. Now they offer him an invitation to speak at a rally. So what the hell is this? It's a text is coming through. It says, Motormouth Pintard won his seat by 57%. The PLP guy won by 57%. So why he's saying that the party don't have, with majority, 50 plus one wins election. That's the information that's coming through. It's a text. It says, it's literally saying, registering to vote and not voting is a silent protest. It's literally saying, I want people with substance to vote for.
I will not vote for seat-filling yes men. I think that that could be your personal interpretation. But for me, I don't understand. For me, I tell you, I know the West Grand Bohemian people well. I'm still baffled that Ricardo Grant lost because of his own family didn't vote for him. I'm baffled by it. But I get in calls from my cousins and my family members and aunties and cousins and so forth and so on that says to me, no, man, I couldn't vote for the bishop. He need to go back in the church. These people are F&Ms. No, man, I couldn't vote for the bishop. He need to go back in the church. That's what they're saying to me. So you need to be able to identify, when you're identifying your candidate, you need to do so with the kind of scrutiny and approval from the community and the constituency itself. And secondly, you campaign to deal with the PLP because they hit you hard even when they didn't have the person in the government. So stop it. The PLP campaign never displayed. And if you want to be in the same position come the day after election 2026, keep doing what you're doing. Let's have a clear conversation, guys. We're going to dive deeper into this. I asked some big boys to see if they can sit with me tomorrow. I don't know. It's Christmas season, people traveling. We're going to see how this thing goes. Enjoy your day. Have a beautiful time. Give me a call, 827-0111. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a beautiful day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow right here. Mm-hmm.